This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Businesses have seen revenues nosedive because of the COVID-19 stay-at-home order. And two restaurants in Carbondale have created a unique way using social media to help those in the community who need a meal.
We have joined up with William Lowe from Nukahala to try and help people who need food during the shelter-in-place.
That's Leah Maciel, co-owner of Cristados, and she's talking about the Southern Illinois Collaborative Kitchen, a community initiative to keep the food flowing during this very unusual time. And since the school closure has been extended, students in Carbondale at home can continue to receive meals.
We have a GoFundMe site up and a Facebook page as well. And so we're trying to get local restaurants to join in to help make food that the public can buy at a cost for pickup, and that would allow us to continue to donate food to the Boys and Girls Club.
And the idea began early on, actually, even before the governor issued his stay-at-home order on March 21st.
We actually made the decision right before St. Patrick's Day to go ahead and close. It just didn't seem that we would be able to afford to keep our staff. And we thought it would be better for them to try to apply for unemployment at that time. So, but shortly after that, we decided that we should probably try to help out the community because, you know, Southern Illinois is, you know, economically depressed area. And with the schools being closed, we know that a lot of families might not have the resources and would appreciate food offered to them.
And during this shutdown, what's an average day like at Cristados as Leah and her team prep to help those in the community?
Typical day is pretty much the four owners. We pretty much do a lot of phone calling and emailing to other restaurant owners and stuff like that to see if they would like to help out. And then we do meal planning. And then my business partner, Nicholas, and I usually start about Wednesday prepping up to do about 125 meals.
And for her business partner, Nicholas Stewart, if another restaurant in the collaborative kitchen has trouble supplying food, they can pick up the slack.
We have the ability that if somebody who's supplying them might not be able to do it, we can, you know, fill in the gaps. And then the warming center, we're bringing a hot meal in once a week to about, you know, 35 people. And then we're donating money to the Good Samaritan also.
And because of the stay-at-home order, Nicholas and the crew are very short-staffed, which makes for a very unusual way to do business.
We don't have our crew. We had to lay everybody off so that they could get unemployment and get all that started. We did that back a while ago, and then we're keeping track of them. We don't want them to go away or be, you know, we don't want them to not have anything. So we're trying to supply them with things that we have, you know, meals, supplies, things like that. And so, yeah, it's very different. And then the other rest of the time I spend, you know, at the house trying to catch up on all the work I couldn't do because I was at the bakery.
And because Cristados, Nukahala, and other members of the collaborative are seeing their revenues plummet, they've set up a GoFundMe page so anybody can donate to, so the restaurants can continue to buy the much-needed food.
Yes, we have two GoFundMe sites that you can find on our Facebook account. One of them is for the business. We need when we get started up, it's amazing when you put a restaurant in idle and close down for a little bit and you're not up to full capacity, restarting the engine to get things so it's operating normally again and getting everybody hired back and getting their paychecks coming out regularly and all that. It's a substantial chunk of cash. GoFundMe site for that. And then we also have another one for the collaborative kitchen that'll help us with purchasing groceries and things that we need for supplying folks. And there's more information on there. We're hoping to also make it available that people can order just the different types of food that we would have from the various restaurants that they love to eat at that have been closed for so long. It's a work in progress. We're trying to make it better for everybody, not just completely donations.
To get involved, Leah and Nicholas are just a phone call or a click away.
You can give us a call at 529-4303, and we'd be more than happy to talk to them about how to join up. We're basically trying to fill a need in the community right now. You can also send us a message on our Facebook page, the Southern Illinois Collaborative Kitchen, and one of us will respond to you.
That was Leah Maciel, co-owners of Cristados in Carbondale. Before that, manager Nicholas Stewart. To learn more about the Southern Illinois Collaborative Kitchen, see our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Kevin Boucher.